I want to share with you a perspective on a halacha in this week's parsha that I think is very relevant to our avoda over the next couple of days. A lot of the discussion over the 9 days often centers around the dinim, around the different halachas and minhagim that relate to the avelus of the 3 weeks and avelus of the 9 days. And now that we've begun Shavua Shechalbo, and the Mishnah already prescribes different sorts of avelus that prepares us for Tisha B'Av. Ashkenazim tend to have many minhagi avelus even before this week. But at this point, this week, Shavua Shechalbo, the Mishnah and the Maseches Tanis tell us that there are various dini avelus that begin to apply, and that build us towards the climax of the avelus, which we still hope we will not have to practice this year. But barring bias hamashiach of the next couple of days, the avelus of this week will climax in the avelus of Tisha B'Av. So a lot of our focus is on the dinim and the minhagim and the different practices. And yet it's fascinating when the Rambam opens the halachos of Tisha B'Av and the other Tanyos, in the fifth chapter of his Hilchos Tanyos, he actually opens with some words of Hashkafa. But I want to come to those words of Hashkafa by looking first at another Rambam, other words of Hashkafa that cap off a halacha. The Parshas Baschan and Parshas Ekev, as we know, are the two places where the Torah presents the mitzvah of mezuzah. And that's why the two parshas, the contents of the mezuzah, are the first two parshas of Kriya Shema, Shema v'Ahavta, this week's parsha, Parshas Baas Chanan, V'Yom Shamo, next week's parsha, and Parshas Ekev, because those are two paragraphs in the Chumash that close with Uchsavtam Amezuzos Beisecho V'Sharecha. And the Rambam has a section devoted to the halachas of Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah, and specifically Prakim Hei and Vav, are devoted to the halachos of mezuzah. I want to take a look with you together at the very end of the Rambam's treatment of Hilchos Mezuzah. After two prakim, and looking at the detailed and intriguing halachos of mezuzah, how one writes a mezuzah, which sorts of rooms require a mezuzah, how one puts up a mezuzah, how one cares for a mezuzah. After all of the halachic detail, the Rambam closes with Hashkafa. Let's take a look here. Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Gimel. Chayav Adam Lehizaher B'Mezuzah B'Pnei She'Chovas HaKol Tamid. A Jew has to take great care of the mitzvah mezuzah. It's a precious mitzvah. It's a mitzvah we need to invest in. After all, he writes, it's Chovas HaKol Tamid. Quoting Yerushalmi Maseches Megillah, you see how Yerushalmi Maseches Megillah talks about the mitzvah of mezuzah vis-a-vis other mitzvahs. And the Yerushalmi highlights the fact that it applies to all Jews, men and women alike, regardless of whether you live in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, and applies tamid. It applies on Shabbos, it applies during the week, it applies on Yontif, day, night. It applies to all Jews at all times. And that's already a tip-off. This is a particularly significant mitzvah. And now the Rambam begins to unpack. That's just a clue. What exactly is the exceptional power of mezuzah? So he sketches the following, and it starts off sounding very banal, very mundane. Kozman shi kanes v'yetze. A Jew puts up mezuzahs every time you walk in and out of a door, in and out of a room, in and out of a house, which again sounds like hard to imagine something more mundane than just walking through a doorway. All of a sudden, Yifka b'yichud Hashem, Shmosha Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're walking through a door. When you walk through a door, the mitzvah mezuzah transforms that incredibly mundane act into an encounter with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'yizkar ahavaso, and you remember Avas Hashem by walking through the doorway. You'll notice, of course, Ram is referring to two psukim in the sixth parasha. Shema Yisrael Hashem Akein Hashem Echad. That's Yifka b'yichud Hashem. Hashem Echad, and the next pasuk is V'ahavta Hashem Lakecha, V'yizkar Ahavasa. The Rambam says, what would have been such a mundane act, you're walking through a door, all of a sudden, number one, there's a God who runs the world. There's a single force, a single divine force that's running everything. Number two, Yizkor Ahavaso, which probably means two things. It means you remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and also, if you have to Hashem Lokecha, we remember that we have an obligation. There's expectations of us to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to invest in our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam says, you know what this does? You come across these ideas again and again and again. Ye'or Mishnah So, it wakes you from your slumber. Doesn't have to be shofar once a year. Every time you pass by a mezuzah thoughtfully, it shakes you awake. Ushkiyosav B'havle Azman, it wakes you from your, you know, our shigyonos, our mistakes, our overlookings. B'havle Azman, the passing narishkeit tends to distract us what's really important. And the mezuzah is the alarm clock. This grabs you by the shoulder and says, hey, refocus. V'yeda shein davar ha'omeid la'olam la'omei olama ediyas tzur ha'olam. And you're reminded of the reality that we all know, that the only thing that really lasts is our relationship with the rock of the universe. The only thing that really lasts forever, everything else that we chase in this world, it may be nice, it may be enjoyable, it may be legitimate, it may be kosher, but it doesn't really last. The only thing that lasts forever, yediyas tzur ha'olam. So Rambam says, well, that's quite a mouthful, right? I thought I was just walking through a doorway. All of a sudden, I got a whole a whole series of shiurim on hashkafa. I walk through a doorway. Again, these are psukim that we say every day in Shema also. Yicha HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, and he's a single force running the world. He's aware. He cares about us. He expects us to care about him. He expects us to have perspective and understand what's ephemeral and what's for real and what's forever. Rambam says, and just sort of naturally, automatically, you'll be restored to your das. You'll come back to thinking straight. And you'll be returned, you'll begin to walk the straight path. Now, that sounds like a tall order. I mean, like, you just automatically just walk by a mezuzah, I'm automatically, you know, a reformed person. I'm automatically a Baal Tshuva. I'm automatically back on the straight and narrow. So obviously it's not something that takes no effort. This isn't a skula. What the Rambam means to say is if you walk by a mezuzah and you think about what it means, and let's make this practical. If 1 out of 10 times that you walked by a mezuzah, you touched the mezuzah. And 1 of 10 times you touched the mezuzah, you actually stopped for 3 seconds to think about what it means. That means 1% of the times you walk through a door, you spent a couple of moments thinking about these ideas. Yichra bore, avas habore, havle hazman. What really lasts? If 1% of the time that you walk by a mezuzah, you spend a couple of moments thinking about that, that'd be transformative. Miyad holech b'darach meisham. And how many times do you walk through a doorway? Per day, I don't know, a couple hundred times a day? So imagine if at random times during my day when I was running from X to Y, I would stop for a moment and say, whoa, I'm entering a new room. Let me enter this new room with a reminder of what really matters and who really cares about me and whom I really care about. That would be transformative. Yeah. Miyadu chozer ledaito. I would return to sanity. You know, the Gemara says that ein demachote el kenichna b'ruach shtos. Anytime we do a sin, There's a certain element of shtus, a certain element of being a shota, there's a bit of insanity in any chet. Not that I have an insanity defense, I think I do wrong, but I see the lawyers enjoy that. But there is a bit of insanity. After all, if I was really thinking clearly, if I'm a mammon, if I believe in God, I believe in Olam Haba. So if I was really thinking rationally, it never pays. Right? As Chazal talk about, you know, calculating schar mitzvah keneged hefseda, hefsed aver keneged schar. If you think about what you're trying to gain, what you stand to lose, what you're trying to avoid, and what you stand to gain, if you really looked at the big picture, om hazen, om haba, we're really being rational, we would never sin. But we sin all the time because HaKadosh Baruch Hu built us in such a way that we have the capacity to fall into chet, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu built us with the Yetzer Hara that distracts us and distracts us by havelei hazman. So we're not really thinking everything through to the nth degree. But ein adam choten elim kenichnas baruch shtos. That's what Rambam says. Miyadu chozer l'daito. What the mezuzah can do, if we allow it to, if we focus on it, is to get us sane again, get us really thinking rationally. So I can come back to walking on the straight path. I can come back to living the way I ought to live. And he seems to go on to say that's the real shmira of the mezuzah, the Rambam says, is that it's much more than a skula. It's thinking about mezuzah as I walk by it can transform me into different over time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not magic. But repeated doses of thinking about a mezuzah, and again, it's happened all the time. 1% of the time that I walk by a mezuzah, I think about it over a course of days, weeks, months, a year, 2 years. That's an incredible cumulative impact. I come back to reviewing the basics. That's going to make an impact over time. And that's going to be extraordinary shmira. And that, you know, Shema and Mezuzah are always in the week of Tisha B'Av. So take a look at the other Rambam. I told you before we would move from the way the Rambam caps the halachas of Mezuzah with Machshava, with Agada, which we just saw. And now let's look at the way he opens the halachas of Tisha B'Av and the other Tanios of the Churban, how he opens that with Divrei Agada. Take a look. This is Hilchos Tanios, near the end of Sefer Zmanim. So the first four chapters of Hilchos Tanios are how Jews pray in the time of crisis, when there's no rain, or there's epidemic, and so on and so forth. And then the last parak of Hilchos Tanios, Perek Chamishi, is a Tanios that relate back to the Churban. So you see in Perek Hey, Perek Chamishi, Halacha Beis, he begins to list those various Tanios. Tzom Gedalia, Asar Beteves, Shivas Batamos, and Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av and Halacha Gimel. But how does he, and then he gets into involved in the details of the fasting and other practices that we have, Zeich L'Churban, other practices of Shavuot Shechalba. But let's see how he introduces it. That's what I want to close with, build towards tonight. Perek Hey Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Tanios in the Rambam. Yesh Sham Yamim, Shekol Yisrael Misanim Behem. There are days on our calendar when all Jews fast, V'pnei Hatzaros She'eru'u Behem, because of crises, because of ways in which we suffered as a nation in the past. Now, unlike the first four chapters of Hilchos Tanios, which are right now we have no rain, right now there's war, right now there's a problem. We have, Rambam says, in this chapter, we're going to, in Perek Hamishi, we're talking about Tanios that relate to history, commemorative, right? As we said, right? Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, Shavuos Tamuz, and Tishra. So what are they all about? Commemorative. What's fascinating is Rambam doesn't really say that the main point is to remember the past. He immediately shifts into the present and the future. Take a look. And remember that this is us. This is our avoda this week is being laid out here. It's not primarily, or certainly not exclusively, about just remembering the past, remembering the Churban. Kidei lo, he says, you know why we're misana about Saros Sheiru Ubehen, you know we're misana about tragedies that happened to Klal Yisrael in these days in the past. Kidei la'orer halavavos, in order to awaken our hearts and minds. Liftoach darche, again, the same as his orus that we heard about in the end of Hilchos Tanios, to wake us up, lift, and what's that supposed to do? Liftoach darche tshuva, to open up the pathways of tshuva, to open up the avenues within us of change. So 1 second, well, what does doing tshuva now have to do with the Churban from almost 2,000 years ago? So Rambam explains the linkage. The Yiyaz Zichron, Zikaron L'Ma'aseinu Hara'im, this is going to remind us of our bad decisions, our bad actions, And again, where does it have to do with the Churban? U'ma'aseh avoseinu shahaya kema'aseinu ata. And to recognize we've done chatam, and we're not the only ones to do chatam. We're not living in a vacuum. Jews in previous generations also did chatam. We were listening to Yeshayahu just yesterday morning, the Haftar of Chazon. That's a powerful list of all sorts of depravity. He talks about all sorts of chatam, violent murder, and all sorts of vile chatam. What's fascinating is that it climaxes with a lack of integrity. He talks about people taking kickbacks, money under the table, shochad, ignoring the weak, and just being mechab on the people who have money and power. So there's a lack of integrity now, there's a lack of integrity then. There were chatayim b'nam l'makam, b'nam l'chadero now, and there were then too. Achagarm lahem v'lanu oso hatzaras. And to understand that there was chet then and chet now, that caused and causes these tzaras. That's not just about, we don't just fast so we don't forget that once used to be a Beis HaMikdash. We fast. Now the kinos we could discuss. Maybe the kinos are primarily thinking back, but certainly the fasting—that's what the Rambam is focused on right now. The fasting is an act of tshuva. We're meant to recognize, to consider the fact that the Jewish people have had hard times in the past, and hard times that have not yet been fixed. It's been almost 2,000 years, and that Beis HaMikdash has not yet been rebuilt, and that means they were chatam then, and we're still doing chatam now. And the chatam of then caused, and the chatam of now have caused the tzaras that started then and continue to now. And what's the point? And so weiter. What's the point of all this? Just to feel bad? Just to beat ourselves up? No, it's not about self-flagellation. If we remember these things, I think these things, where the dvarim elu were meant to remember, the stories of Churban, and to remember the Chatam. It's both the Eicha and the Chazon Yeshayahu. It's thinking about what Churban is and what we're missing and how Klal Yisrael has suffered then and since, and thinking about the Chatam that we have done then and since. And thirdly, thinking about, as Rambam said, the connection between the two. Understanding this is that there's a causal connection between Chazon Yeshayahu and Eicha Yashva Badad. Understand there's a causal connection between Chatam of Klal Yisrael and Tzaras of Klal Yisrael. And what that can do, B'zichron Dvarim Eilu, so far this sounds very, very depressing. Tzaras, Chatam, says, yeah, but if you think it, remember this and think about it, Nashuv Lehitiv, we can change for the better. The goal of Tisha B'Av is Tshuva. The goal of remembering the Tzaras, the goal of fasting is the goal of thinking a bit, looking, the goal even of looking in the mirror and recognizing chatam that Jews did then and chatam that we do now is nashuv ha'itiv. Is that Kadosh Baruch Hu extends to us the extraordinary chesed of tshuva. We can change. V'his v'adu es havonam es havonav asam. We can do tshuva, and now that we do tshuva, our own chatam, even if they are ingrained chatam, that have been part of Jewish culture for generations, as Rambam said. The chatam they were doing then, and we're still doing now, and it caused the Churban then, and it's kept the Churban going until now. We can do that. V'hiz v'adu es avonam es avon avosam. We can change even chatam that have gone for generations. My father did it, my Zayda did it, my elder Zayda did it, and I can be different. And I can seek to live properly. That Kadosh Baruch Hu has, which means that the Tisha B'Av is a day of confronting, it's a day of not ignoring realities. It's a day of confronting realities of Churban, and confronting realities not only of Churban that was visited upon us, physical Churban was visited upon us, but confronting the reality of spiritual Churban within us, confronting realities of ways in which we've lived incorrectly, but an extraordinary sense of hope. B'Rono Shalom is saying to us that you can change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invested in us. It's worthwhile for him, for us to change. And we have that capacity, even though it's been so long. B'zichron Dvarim Eilu Nashuv L'Heitiv. If there was no capacity for tshuva, there would be no point in fasting. The fasting is not about feeling, it's not just about feeling the pain that was and is. It's about that motivating us, catalyzing us to do tshuva. And again, that's what the Rama reminds us, that's the mitzvah of this week's parsha. That's what mezuzah is all about. Little things you can change. There are things that we can put into place that can help us to change, even when it seems, on the face of it, not so powerful. Little things can create big change. And the Rama is saying, Tisha B'Av in particular, to recognize that it's looking at these negatives, looking at the how we've suffered and looking at how we've sinned, can bring us to real change. As we accomplish that, as we are zochet to be meitiv and to be shav, we get ourselves that much closer to recognizing the fulfillment of the navi, the nevuah of Zechariah, that these days, Tzom Gedalia and Asar B'Teves, Shavuot Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av will once again be, for Kal Yisrael, days of Sason V'Simcha. We hope to see that, Imirtz Hashem, very, very soon. I will say thank you so, so much for joining.